We are delighted to have recorded a new podcast episode with artist Pumlani Intuli. Intuli is a multidisciplinary artist who shifts between the processes of sculpture, video, performance, painting, and collage. His work can be described as research-led, as various archive materials are both theoretically and practically collaged together to explore historical gaps and how these inform historical narratives. Last year, Intuli was one of three artists featured at the South African Pavilion at the 2022 Venice Biennale. This Biennale was curated by our very own David Cripp Projects director, Amay Bell. After months of working closely on their great achievements at the Biennale, Pumlani was invited to our workshop in 2023 to work collaboratively with David Cripp Workshop printer, Kim Lee Loggenberg, on a new body of work. This new body of work, Kunela Ipfuzi Mafini, Echoes of the Point Cloud, was largely inspired by a film titled Jim Goes to Joburg, directed by Donald Swanson. In this podcast, the artist has generated the voice of Donald Swanson using AI to narrate his answers. Pumlani has always been fascinated by the uses of AI in artistic practices, and in this instance, he chose to generate the voice of Donald Swanson in order to explore further uses of AI in art. It's great to have you here with us, Pumlani. Let's start off with your overall reflections on your time at the workshop. How did you find diving into the new process of monotype printmaking, and where has it led you?
Thanks. That's an interesting question, particularly at a moment where I have an assemblage of processes I adopt in my work moving between collages to video, installation and now to traditional printing. I have unpacked the steps which are framed around digital and analog printing processes, such as sublimation process that is more linked to bonding of material on high temperatures rather than on high pressures. By this I refer to traditional printing on the press as it is pressure-based. Having this back-end process in mind, I always think of inverts when working on my collages, and the process is quite familiar for me to handle. The only thing I needed to do was to figure out the motifs and the composition. My first print was more of an experiment to test and play around. In fact, Kim encouraged me to do just that. By the second print, monotype watercolor became more familiar and easier. I kind of adopted the flow of low consistency medium with water into the application of my canvases. I then used washes to create textures using a drawing style to somehow reconcile my collage artwork on canvas and unique works on paper. But what I kind of struggled with was the uniqueness of each piece, as I always think of a print as reproducible and making multiples rather than making one work, and obviously it is not easy to do that with watercolor monotype, as the ghost image is lost after the plate runs on the press.
Your works often center around transfer techniques of images. This is very similar to, if not the same language as, printmaking, the process reiterating images more than once. What are your thoughts on the link between? Do you think this step into printmaking was a natural progression for your art practice, your technique?
I believe printing in its nature is accessible and reproducible, meaning that one can duplicate the potential of the medium and stretch it further than what it is considered to be. This idea of accessibility allows trial and errors, meaning that one needs to take those trial and errors as encouragements to meditate. I think it is in the idea of accessibility that I feel prints result in less production time to visualize and making technical and conceptual ideas possible. That is as far as I think the print process communicates my ideas. Further to that, it becomes an entry to a door of mind mapping in order to unify ideas. Lastly, the print allow immediate manifestations and meditations. It is quite different making from collages, which sometimes takes months to complete due to the stages involved in making the artwork.
How, if at all, has the print process extended the communication of your concepts?
With this body of work, I embarked on the film produced by Eric Rutherford and directed by Donald Swanson. The film is titled Jimmy Goes to Joburg. It was produced under Swan Film Productions in 1949, and it was later titled African Jimmy for premiering in Europe for European audiences. I am interested in forms of translation, as the series of artworks can be thought of as reenactments of a film, from the constellation of the landscape of the rural to the chaotic appearance of image placements and forms of juxtapositioning in interior rooms. The characters are what I call first-generation AI modes, taking on the generation of images from the digital space and downloading those to use as references. The figures or AI subjects as characters were not generated with AI models' prompts, but rather they are studies of how AI practices can create an index in artistic practices. Mainly in my practice, I borrow similar collaging methods and motifs and using source image and image libraries as a point of departure. In TH's context of these artworks, the film is a point of departure, which has sound, actions and movement and various scenes. However, the artworks are kind of static, and when they coincide with the film they create a unique conversation. The film practice is quite unique, due to the fact that movement and space can be intentionally manipulated, driving audiences from one scene to the other or from one subject to the next. In my work, I generally use stop animations to unify this instance, and you are definitely right regarding a dreamscape in these artwork. They teases on these moments of fiction or fictional geographies that is space and places that are habitable. The origin story is to reconcile the idea that the South African landscape has historically been occupied by people, and one can immediately think of the artworks by Pienaar with the landscape paintings and the erasure of a humanistic condition. As much as the South African landscape is iconic and remarkable in its appearance, people have crossed those lands.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Pumlani. It was really interesting talking to you. And thank you as well to our listeners for visiting us and for tuning in. Be sure to book an opportunity to visit and see Pumlani's work at Latitude Centre for the Arts at Shepston Gardens before the exhibition closes in January next year. You may also visit davidcrippportal.com in order to view the work, or David Cripp Projects if you wish to inquire about any of the pieces. Thank you so much.